There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question, kiss my...
Right, 106, and that's 106.5, this radio station, and Midday Mobile on a Monday. Thanks for being here. I'm Sean Sullivan, live local talk over this hour. I'm busy. I'm going to... Watching George Floyd's brother here during the news break. Okay, George Floyd's brother, who is calling for peaceful protest. So if anybody gets to have an opinion on what's going on, I would imagine a blood relative of George Floyd gets a outsized voice. Do we agree with that? And that's what he's calling for, is peaceful protests. So the non-peaceful protests that go on, you're not just, you know, a lot of people have said, hey, this is not doing any good for the cause of George Floyd. Well, his brother thinks the same. So peaceful protest, calling for, they're about to wrap it up. George Floyd's brother calling for peaceful protest. So we'll see tonight. So those who are not peacefully protesting are completely contrary to what is asked by the family of the now dead George Floyd. So let's just keep that in the mix as we go forward here. All right. So let's see. Should you feel so? He said, if George Floyd's brother was calling for rioting and violence, would you feel the same way that he should get an outsized voice? That's David. All right, David? So, yeah, I do. He would have an outsized voice. He'd have an outsized voice to call people to break the law. So, yeah. His voice would resonate higher than anybody else. So, yes, David. I mean, trust me. You'd try to get me, but I am consistent. You know, now, do I believe he would have an outsized chance of getting shut down too? Yep, but I do. I believe that the voice of a family member should resonate more above the din out there. Okay, Don saying, "Hey, Sean, it's sad to say, but I'm out here in traffic today. It seems like there's a general tension, even among people commuting. In the last few minutes, I've seen two or three people cut off, and one person standing in the middle of the road blocking traffic here on Spring Hill." Makes you wonder how safe it is to even be out working. Everybody needs to be mindful of the changes, everyday attitudes, and be safe and smart. You know, Don, are there people out there? Obviously, there are in our area that are in a constant, state of trying to whatever, if single protest or somebody who's up to no good, not just protester, but somebody who might be up to no good out there. Sure. I think the majority of folks are. During the day right now, and really at night. If you look at what you saw last night, or you saw during even the protest yesterday that was well attended downtown, you don't see the overwhelming, population of Mobile County coming out or Baldwin County coming out. Are there going to be people out there tonight again agitating? Quite possibly. That's what we're waiting to hear. I know there's a meetings going on. We'll see what the city of Mobile is going to do. Once again, they have called for the curfew to go into effect at 7 tonight for Birmingham. All right, some information here. So I'm looking through, there are people like, why don't you just, you've now seen the video, why don't you just make an opinion on law enforcement shooting the pepper balls at folks? I'm coming to a decision. I need to see, because listen, you do this as long as I have. There's going to be too many times that there'll be a moment where you go, see, you didn't have the whole story. Although sometimes you go, yep, that is exactly what it looks like. I know I have a friend here says, pepper ball gun and the ball are smaller than a normal paintball. so you can't get them to shoot out of regular paintball guns, and it's just powder, and it sucks. You get shot, and then they inhale the pepper. It's not as bad as tear gas, but just barely. Okay, so that's how that thing works. Having to bone up on new things here. And to that person that texted me, does it have, like, because I've seen that video, like a slime green kind of color to it? Does that ball come packed with some kind of paint as well as the pepper? Is there some kind of, it looked like a green paint of some sort in this thing. Hey, listen, I'm with y'all that are saying, hey, this looks bad. It does look bad. I don't know what the policy is. I mean, the question is, would there be a policy that would override your right to stand in the front yard? If y'all aren't following this last hour, I got asked about this, and then thank you to lots of y'all who sent the video to us. I guess we can run the audio, but the audio doesn't pop. What I'll do is I'll pop this up on my Twitter feed, and then maybe Dalton's already, I don't know if I can get that on Twitter. I'll have to move at the break here. We'll have to get the video separated from the rest of it. But it says police and National Guard patrolling a neighborhood and shooting civilians on their own property. This is in Minneapolis, they're saying. So, and it looks like, it doesn't look like National Guard. That looks like Sheriff's Department or law enforcement to me. They're walking down the street. And then there's the perspective of a woman who is standing. So you get the first person. You don't have, like, in other words, there's not a camera looking at her and the officers. It's her looking at the officers and told to get back in her house. And I guess she does not. One of the officers turns, or deputies or whomever they are, turns and shoots this pepper ball gun at her. And then she runs inside. Do you have, if you're not violating the law and you're standing in your yard, your property, do you have to go back inside your house? Because this is different. This is a different question than being on public ground or somebody else's private property or a private parking lot somewhere. This is a situation where this person's standing in their yard. And you know, somebody says whether they're protesting, it doesn't matter whether, I mean, if it, protesting is not against the law. Looting and rioting are against the law, but protesting is not against the law. I'll stand with anybody who's protesting, even people I don't agree with. It's the rest of it. The destruction of other, it's stuff that then, why is it, should it be a surprise that things are, that are a crime when there's not a protest going on are still a crime when a protest is going on? Just the protest doesn't undo all the rules, and now you get to steal other people's stuff. Now you get to beat people up. Now you get to deface and break things. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't go, now it's a protest, so all these things that weren't okay 5 minutes ago, they're okay now. It didn't work that way. Thomas is up next. Hey, Thomas.
I wish you'd had some passion once in a while about.
Yeah, me too.
Hello?
Yeah, me too. I'm here. I'm standing by. I'm a dispassionate listener.
You didn't dump the call.
No, not yet.
Smart aleck.
Not yet.
Smart aleck, I'm sorry.
That's me.
I went to the riots of the 60s up in Buffalo and Rochester, New York. Was just terrible.
You traveled to them? You went there, or you were already there?
Well, I lived in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
We traveled to Buffalo quite often.
You went over there. You knew the riot was happening. You said, hey, y'all, let's go. Let's go to the riots.
Well, we knew the riots were. We wouldn't go into that part of town. You couldn't go into that part of town. Even during the daytime, if there are different parts of Rochester, you didn't dare. You get bricks thrown through your windows and stuff. It was rough. It was real rough. And schools were closed half the time. There was murders all the time. People just don't know. But Buffalo was really the worst city in the country as far as riots go. In Rochester, we were probably number two.
What set it off? What started that in Rochester and Buffalo? What set that off?
I couldn't tell you. I've been thinking about it this morning, and I don't know. Probably something that happened back in 1860s, probably. But as far as being on your front porch or your front lawn, Sam Cochran and his deputies chased me in the house lots of times. You see,
what?
If you have They chased me in the house lots of times.
Can you document the times you were chased in your home by deputies?
Yes. See, they come through and they cut your tree, and they cut too much to the limbs. And I get really upset. So I'm out there yelling at them, and they tell me that I have to get in the house because I was causing a disturbance and that they could arrest me, that I should go in the home. And I
were you doing disturbing things in your yard?
No, just talking to the tree trimmers. No, I didn't throw rocks. I did climb the tree, and I wouldn't come down for a long time. That was part of it, but I finally came down.
All right, Thomas. A little slice in the world of Thomas. Appreciate the call. I don't know that I appreciate the call. It was a call, and it was there, and we listened to it. How to react to that? Hey, how many times have I asked this question this morning and this afternoon show? So what was the reason for that riot back then in 68? Everybody's calling in about the long, hot summer. Who's been able to tell me what the reason was? That'd be no one. Think about that, too. These years later, people remember the riot but don't remember the protest and the cause.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, as we mentioned, the end of last hour, news coming out, Auburn coaching legend Pat Dye passing away today at age 80. Now, he was hospitalized for a kidney issue but had tested positive for COVID-19. One doesn't mean the other, but means is Pat Dye, dead at age 80. Have more on that tomorrow in sports with Dalton, and I'm sure more tonight on Sports Night with Dalton and Corey LeBounty at 6 o'clock here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, Dalton, and can you... I did not get the note, Dalton, on the... I know that we're having a traffic issue coming in here. What is it, Azalea? Because I don't know where you sent it to because it did not show up on my phone. And I know that our own Leanna called in. So our traffic spotter right now, Leanna said, where, limb down?
Yeah, so Leanna texted, there is a huge limb blocking Azalea between Government and Cottage Hill. She says southbound on Azalea, creating a traffic mess. So a huge limb southbound on Azalea between Government and Cottage Hill, creating a traffic mess.
You know, there's not anybody out there got a chainsaw in the truck box?
You'd think so.
No, nobody
think
can help
somebody
out?
Would be able to cut it up and get it over to the side of the road as quickly as possible. But if you're traveling in that area right now, just be ready for sudden stops and turns and all that other good stuff.
There you go. Thank you for the heads up. Thanks, Leanna.
We will have Doug Holton on tonight to discuss the legacy of Pat Dye.
Okay, so that is going to be tonight at 6.
That's correct. Sports night tonight. We're talking Pat Dye.
All right. Yeah, Pat Dye dead at age 80. Yes, so nice mixed salad here of people. Either why aren't you talking about this? Is I love this, and don't cry for me, Argentina. This is my gig. This is this cross I can bear just fine. Half the folks out there going, why aren't you talking more about this pepper ball video from Minneapolis? And then others saying, why are you talking about the pepper gun vid? This one says, Sean, stop promoting. Now, Dalton, now I'm promoting it. Stop promoting. I'm just trying to. Listen, I'm getting information out, and I'm getting it, and I'm trying to kind of work through it, figure out what's true or not. Sean, stop promoting the pepper gun vid. How do we know it's not staged by anarchists trying to get publicity, which you are giving? If it's on the internet, it must be true. Yeah, that's to that person. Because Lord knows I don't question things that are on the internet. Do I understand what Thomas was talking about? And some of what Thomas was talking about, not the majority of it. Somebody said, yeah, the flu back in, yeah, the flu in 68 and 69, wasn't it as well? I think one of those years it was. I think that is right. sorry. Okay. All right. Let's... So, Ashley, okay, thank you, Ashley. Ashley says that long, hot summer, which was 68, right? Remember, that was called the long, hot summer. Said came from excessive use of force by a police officer. But, I mean, is that a fair question to ask? I've asked of a couple people that have called in from the morning show to the midday show and said, hey, I remember that summer. I remember the riots. I remember all that. And then I asked this question. I don't think that that is out of line to ask the question about, hey, why did those protests happen that turned into riots? And nobody can tell me that. Johnny in Fairhope up next. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how does COVID-19 blow a 28-3 lead to riots?
Well, it is, you know, and we talked about it this morning. While we still do, you know, we're still doing our COVID-19 updates at 6:05 and 7:05. It sounds like we're some of the few that we're still doing it because I think it's a significant conversation. But does it? I mean, Johnny, I didn't mention this today because sometimes I go, man, that fruit is so low hanging. I'll let, you know, other hosts do it. But the low hanging, okay, I'll take it now. I'll jump in the gutter where I was probably meant to be. You're telling me the protests and riots and everybody's keeping social distance going on? Come on. You know,
exactly. California, L.A. was the most draconian. I mean, L.A. has the best weather everywhere.
Yeah. Right?
They get, you know, five out of 6 days, nothing overcast or anything, and you can't go to the beach and surf in 90-degree weather out there. And they're locking everybody down. They're paying $200 to snitch on their neighbors. Well,
right. That's all out.
If I was in L.A. right now, I'd make about $20,000 a night, you know?
Yeah, so if you want to go protest, you could say, yeah, I know I don't have the mask on, but I'm protesting, so it's different, right? The rules are different.
It's kind of funny. I just don't understand, you know.
I don't either, man.
Here's my question. All these Democratic, these are all blue cities, but they're not calling in the national. No one was happening. It happened in Minnesota first, and so everybody else just took this as a reason to go out. And, of course, the peaceful protest got hijacked, and people are waking up, and they're starting to turn these any terrorists in, which finally,
I love that.
Trump, you know, he locked. There's gonna be some arrests made, and hopefully, all this stuff we'll figure out who's paying them. Everybody knows, but we'll kind of get to the paper trail here. But the thing is, I just don't understand why these blue mayors and governors are holding out, not calling the National Guard in from day one.
I don't know. I mean, we could probably guess. Is it the same for all of them? I don't know. Probably a mix of things. I will say this. Democrat mayor, even though it shouldn't matter at a mayor level, but Democrat mayor in Birmingham, Randall Woodfin, if you listen to his presser today, we'll see if it's lived up to tonight, but that was pretty hardcore. I mean, he just said, right. He said, zero tolerance, 7 o'clock curfew, 7 p.m. I mean, before people even get home from work, curfew.
That's good. I mean, there's going to be plenty of knuckleheads going to do what they're going to try to do.
That's right.
We're like 4 days past being about, you know, Floyd, right? So this is what it is. So I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, appreciate the call. I'm going to look at this. What happens tonight with that 7 o'clock curfew? There, how many people that left for work today? Right, I don't know how they'll enforce that. Like they left for work today, they're not going to get. They got a meeting. You know, they got to meet on the Jones deal or something at 6:30, and they're not going to get home till after 7. And since they left for work, the mayor's called that. I mean, hopefully there'll be some leniency there, you know, to get those people home. All right. Let's go back to the telephones. And Donnie in Chunchula. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Don't get to hear your show a whole lot now, but
it's fantastic, as always.
The 68 riots, now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it the Democratic National Convention that they were rioting in
Chicago, right?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because of the Vietnam War.
Right. The Chicago riots. Right. And you've got, but then, you know, I had people calling me saying, okay, but it was in Detroit, it was in New York, and was it all based off what happened in Chicago? That's the one thing I don't know off the top of my head. Those other riots.
Yeah, they were protesting the Vietnam War. I was 14 years old. Yeah, I remember it. They were pitching a fit because of the Vietnam War. But before we get off of that, I want to congratulate the Mobile police officers and how they conducted themselves yesterday and last night.
Yep.
The rest of the mayors, police chiefs, they can model Chief Batiste what he did.
Yep.
Thank you, Chief, for what you did and how well you made Mobile look compared to the rest of these dunces.
I couldn't agree more, Donnie. And I was talking to the chief actually right before I went on the air. He'll probably be on tomorrow with us. I get it, chief. You're very busy, but he's going to come on the show with us and talk about that. I couldn't have been prouder yesterday to watch Chief Batiste walk right into the protest and stand there and talk one-on-one with folks. I mean, that's leadership.
Yeah, God bless him. And if it was a voting deal, I'd vote for him because he did a job that's incredible.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said, Dottie. I appreciate that. Appreciate your thoughts on that because I completely agree. And hopefully, if not tomorrow, it'll be Wednesday. Once again, with deference to how busy Police Chief is, but Police Chief Batiste will be on with us sometime this week. If you hadn't seen that video, I know we've linked it up on our social media platforms. You ought to check it out. He walks right in there and just says, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what happened. Let's talk about what happened in Minneapolis. Let's talk about what's happening here in Mobile. I thought it was fantastic. All right, 1:30, head to the news. Mike Callahan's going to join us here in just a little bit. Plus, folks holding online, we'll get to your phone calls in just minutes.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Monday style. And my buddy Mike Callahan's joining us in studio. We'll talk with him here in just a second. Also with y'all on the phone lines. And first, let's check you off with lead batter here, Angelo, checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's good. It's good. Let's talk about what is hot this week at the shop. I know, let's talk precious metals, and then give me some gift ideas going forward.
Yeah, gold and silver actually took a little bit of bump with all the excitement. Silver is now well over $18 an ounce. Gold's hovering around $1,735 an ounce. So looks like silver's on the run to try to play catch-up finally. Let's see. As far as gift ideas, I'm sort of traveling around the shop real quickly. We've got all those new silver cool bullion items that we've been putting out there on Facebook, from that Black Bart pirate coin to the Celtic Animal series, the last of that Route 66 series. Got a great selection of those open-L knives, whether you're looking for a pocket knife or something for somebody that likes to cook. Maybe they're a home chef. We've got lots of cool knives from that side of thing. Maybe you've got a high-end collector. How about some Mint State 65 Morgan silver dollars? We've got about 70 of those coming in this week. Had 20 or 30 of them come in last week, and I got those sold before they even made it to the door. So this time I'm not going to share it with anybody until they're actually here.
That's a nice way to do business. I mean, they arrive and they're already sold.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and at the same time, people came in and go, oh, I heard about those coins, and it's like, yeah, well, you heard, but it's too late.
All right. So just order more.
At least make them wait.
Yeah, there you go. Just order more. All right. Let's talk about folks coming out, checking out the great gift items, learning a little something about precious metals. How do they find you?
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can go online, mobilebaycoins.com, and you can listen to the two guys' podcast there to learn about stuff. You can always give us a call, 725-1590. We'll be happy to help you out.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Grab a couple quick calls, and then Mike Callahan's got some good stuff to talk about here, which is needed today. Jeff in Mobile is up first. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. 68 and the riots. You wanted to comment on that?
It's 64 is what Google says in Rochester. And it was police brutality on African Americans. Same thing.
So you do remember that? That's what it
no,
was?
No, I don't remember it. I was 2 years before I was born.
So you go, okay. Well,
but no, God, it was drunk. It seemed like he remembered it. No. I had to check it out because I didn't think it was real.
I'll leave it at that. Quote of the day, Jeff, right now, leading quote of the day. John, downtown Fish River, what's up?
Hey, I do remember all that stuff back then, back in 64, the Rosa Parks issue with the Montgomery bus, riots.
Yeah, but what was going on up in, like, all those other cities? That's what I was wondering, 64. Was that the same?
Well, it pretty well started here, and then it started spreading like a virus. But I do remember all...
Good virus.
The riots were pertaining to race.
Okay.
It was a racial issue. And then we had the Cuban Missile Crisis in on top of that. And then it's just been going on and on ever since.
There we go. John, appreciate the call. Thing. So that would have been... Okay. So that puts it all together. I just was wondering, as people were talking about these additional... You had the Civil Rights Movement, but then you had these specific cities that had different... You know, and I was wondering if... And it sounds like it was by specific cases in those cities, whether it be obviously Chicago with what happened there, but you look at Rochester and Buffalo and other cities. All right, I want to talk about something on the positive streak, and that's why we call on my buddy Mike Callahan to join us, talking about things made in Mobile. You know, this is the right time to talk about the positivity here. First of all, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Sean. Top of the afternoon to you.
And the remainder of the day to you, sir. Made in Mobile, you and I were talking about this before. People can find you online and kind of describe what this is all about.
Sure. It's madeinmobileal.com.
Okay.
And it kind of came about because area artists, potters, wood makers, artisans, jewelry makers, with the COVD, as I like to call it, it's just makes it sound worse, right. I guess, or better, I don't know. But Art Walk was, you know, fading. Nobody was going to Art Walk. Arts and crafts festivals were canceled left and right, and probably going to be that way for a while. But our Mobile area artists still had that creativity flowing, still had products that they needed to get out. This is their livelihood. Some do it for a side hobby. This is their main source of income.
Right.
And I fancy myself a bit of a wood crafter.
You should. Your work's fantastic.
But
we have some here at the station.
Well, and we appreciate that. And I got to thinking, you know, there's got to be more people that are much more talented than I that still have these products to get out, but they're small artisans, and they can't. And e-commerce sites are not cheap to buy, to build, to set up, to maintain, to administer. And I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead out on a limb here. Bought the website, built the website, and then started reaching out to area artisans. And we've been amazed by the amount of artisans that have come on board. MaidenMobileAL.com went live at the crack of noon today.
All right.
So you can go out there and take a look at it. If you're an area artisan, we'd love to have you on board. Membership fee is $29 a month, plus a 6% fee of whatever's sold. And that handles both the credit card transaction as well as, I'm sending you paperwork, I'm sending you things. So we try to keep it really inexpensive just to cover the cost. But folks can go out and they can continue to support and feed the arts, hashtag feed the arts, here in Mobile by buying some of this great stuff. There's paintings, there's photography, there's jewelry, there's pottery, there's woodwork on there. Just a lot of great craftsmen, but more importantly, it's all made in Mobile.
Yeah, this is what's cool about this, too, is it's the way I think, I'm going to guess, you correct me if I'm wrong, but a retail setting works because somebody may go in to find this specific thing.
Sure.
But while they're there, I didn't know about this other thing as well. I like that, too. So I'm looking at the madeinmobileal.com website. And I see that you've got, paintings next to crafts, next to woodwork. So you might stumble upon something new.
Might go in just looking to see, kicking around and, hey, my friend, said check this out. But not only am I going to buy their stuff, but, look, there's a cool this, there's a cool that. It's kind of a virtual version of Loda. The Art Walk or Urban Emporium downtown, which I love the Urban Emporium because it's the same place except this is online and not a brick and mortar. So folks that create things, we're more than happy to have you join us on our team. Like I said, the membership fees are right up there on the website.
Talking to somebody right now who they have a craft that they normally, that they do or they, been doing for a long time or just started recently, but they would go to a load of Art Walk. They
Correct.
Would go to the Arts and Crafts Festivals. They would do these things to retail their items. Now they're going, I got nothing,
but I've got inventory.
Right.
I still need to generate some money towards, my household. And this gives them that opportunity. It's Mobile's version of Etsy, if you will.
Okay.
And we're keeping it local. Folks have already asked me, let's do one for Alabama. Let's do one for the South. Let's do one. I'm going, there's kind of these, I'm Mobile. You're Mobile.
That's right.
We like to support our locals. And this is, it's like Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins.
Mm-hmm.
Great locally owned business. They take care of you. They provide great service. So, I love Angelo and I go down there as often as the budget and my wife will allow.
You can't tell her all the times you go.
We're not going to talk about the stash of Open L collection,
right.
But that's not important now.
Yeah.
But MadeMobileAL.com is there. If you'd like to support, you enjoy going down to Art Walk. Now it is, I'm kind of calling it an arts and crafts festival, a virtual arts and crafts festival, but it is BYOFC, so bring your own funnel cake or whatever beverage or food of your choice is while you're shopping, and support our local artists. And again, we've always got room to add more artists, and we've always got room to add more people looking to help support those artists. So if you know someone, send them to the site, send them the link. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the great places, and it's all madeinmobileal.com.
Yeah, they're talking obviously to different folks here. For me, from a consumer, I'm interested in what's available to buy. But you're talking to those artisans, and I know there are a lot of folks. It's not me. I can't get to drink a craft beer. That's as close as I come to craft.
I don't know if somebody will pay you to do that, but that's
that's as close as I come to craft. But I'm amazed by the talent of folks. So, but the first thing, it sounds like obviously you need us coming in to look at the stuff, to buy the items. But the more people sign up, the more items.
It's a win-win.
Snowball builds here. So, talking to folks is so. If they're just going, I don't know if my product, can they just contact you to kind of see,
absolutely,
does my product fit?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Well, if it's made in Mobile, it fits. I mean, that's...
It's artwork, it's crafts, it's furniture.
Pottery, pallet furniture. If you make it and it's made here in Mobile, you're 99% of the way there.
Okay.
You know, so, if we've got talking to a great fellow that makes some salsas and fig preserves.
Oh, so...
Absolutely. You know, made in Mobile, that's the only really requirement, is that it's got to be made here. And I say Mobile, I'm talking Mobile proper. I'm not...
Right,
it's strictly adhering to the city boundaries. So if you're in Sims or Chickasaw or Dauphin Island or things like that, we've got a great artist.
County-ish.
Well, but we're really not stretching beyond Mobile County.
But the county. Like
the county, yes,
like
absolutely.
Dauphin Island's fine.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great artisan, Janie Delchamps, does great silver work. She's an Air Force veteran. By the way, veterans get a 15% discount on their membership fee.
Very good.
If you're a veteran, you know, Janie does beautiful sterling silver. You can see her artwork right there under the jewelry category. Does great work. A lot of great jewelers up there. So there's a lot of things to look at. A lot of, you know, you can preview at your own leisure. So
you fancy Callahan?
Yeah, I've got a thesaurus for my birthday a couple of years ago.
At your own leisure.
Huh? Well, you know.
Hey, can you hang out with us for a second?
If you insist.
Okay, because we'll come back.
I
want to come back and talk more about some of your handiwork out there. I want you all to check out. We'll do that when we return. Also, about 3,800 more texts coming in here, and we'll grab your phone calls, too, at 343-0106.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. I don't know that anything has changed since we started on the governor's, not even order. Okay, I'll read it to you as laid out here. Governor Ivey has, okay, because it's somebody saying, well, she's, okay, here's what they say. The governor has authorized the Adjutant General, Cheryl Gordon, of the Alabama National Guard to activate up to 1,000 guardsmen, if needed, to respond to violence. There's a lot of ifs and stalls and stuff there. I know that one of my buddies talked to, well, got word from him during the show. He got called. I know this part of it's real because one of my buddies got called up. Mm-hmm. So he's called up. I don't know where he's going. I don't know what he's doing. I just know he got called up. They went on to say here, Alabama National Guard stands ready to assist when peaceful protests become violent and dangerous to our public safety. This is the governor talking here. I will always support the right of the people of Alabama to peacefully lift your voices in anger and frustration. However, we will not allow our cities to become a target for those, especially from other states, who choose to use violence and destruction to make their point. Governor, with all due respect, Governor Ivey, first of all, I don't think their point is those that are bent on the some of the looting and rioting you've seen in other cities have nothing to do with the making a point. Then it's their point is anarchy. And number two, I don't care if the person's from, I do care if the person's coming in as an outside agitator, but even if you got a local driver's license, you still don't get to loot and riot. That's just my take on it, but it's kind of probably Amen. The bright one. And we'll see what happens tonight. 7 o'clock curfew for Birmingham. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin called it 7. Not like a 10 o'clock curfew or 11 o'clock. Y'all, this is 7. City of Birmingham, 7 tonight till 6 in the morning, shut down. That is, I mean, like, how many nights, my buddy Mike Callahan with MaidenMobileAL.com is in here. How many nights do you get home after 7 o'clock?
Most.
Yeah. That's what, I don't know if this has sunk in. We played the presser at the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
and people listen, okay, it's 7 o'clock. Let that sink in. Y'all just figure out when you get, when you get, how many nights do you get home after 7 o'clock?
I do see the logic, though, because most of the foolishness takes place when it starts getting dark. Most, and we'll talk big, broad strokes on this, most folks that are protesting during the day are legitimate protesters. They're out there, mm-hmm. they're expressing their voice, they're exercising their constitutional amendments. God right. bless them.
Yep.
Do it. But when you start getting, but when it gets
we've
late,
we've watched it for six nights in a row. Yeah. It gets after dark, and then
the foolishness starts, yeah. and anarchy starts.
Yeah.
And
foolishness is what prankster kids do.
Mardi Gras is.
Yeah, that's Mardi Gras is foolishness.
Right.
That's anarchy and violence.
Yeah.
Is what it's turned into.
And you know, you would err. I would always want to err on the side of caution. You know, and it's like wearing the mask. You know,
right.
I mean, it was a good idea. I have my own personal beliefs on it, but that's not important. But it was a good idea to everyone to protect and look out for everyone else. So, but I think there's also some stipulations there that says, you know, if you're helping mom, if you're picking up food.
But you have to have, like they said, because the mayor said, I mean, if you're going to work or coming back, you need a note from your boss. Well, but what if you're your own boss?
No.
You know, speaking of people with their own bosses. See what I did there? The
boom
transition.
They call that a segue.
Yeah, I think it is.
And well done, by the way.
Thank you. Sure. So MaidenMobileAL.com.
Yeah.
Somebody just joining us, you can give them the, once again, if, because you're talking to people like me who can't make anything, but are, I'm somebody interested in buying local items for gifts or for my own
absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely.
And then talking also to people that make those things.
To make those things, yeah. We've, like I said, got a great response from area artisans. And always looking, it's a very, you know, we're working with the Mobile Arts Council and Lucy Gafford down at the, down with the Mobile Arts, just to help get the word out to these artisans that if you make stuff here mm-hmm. in Mobile, and stuff is that big,
yes.
you know, big beautiful word, pottery, jewelry, pallet furniture, paintings,
artworks, right.
photography.
And so you're not going to say, hey, you have to produce X number of units a month or anything. It's just what they're comfortable with.
If you know, and this again, this kind of came about because when the COVID hit, I like making flags out of pallet wood.
I love them.
It's just something fun I like to do. And next thing you know, I'm looking, I go, I got nine of them or six of them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, my wife goes, what are you going to do with those? I go, well, almost sell them. And she knows I'm never going to sell them. I've just got them all up around my workshop.
But you have.
Minus one.
Yes. We have one here at FM Talk 106.5.
And so that's where the idea came from. There's got to be people that are, like I said, are far more talented than I that
I gotta tell
are
you,
doing the very same thing.
Not because we're buddies, just because they look great. I mean, that's why I got one. They're awesome looking pallet wood flags.
It's fun.
And you, as an extra special touch as a veteran, you know, you just have that touch on this thing. It makes it
well. I was playing the Air Force fight song, you know, when I was making them. So they're, I mean, it's in their spirit.
Yeah,
but
you can hear it.
It almost sings. You push a button and it sings. But
so somebody goes on. Let's talk about this. So there's because we've got a minute left here. The process. Somebody goes, okay, I heard Sullivan and Callahan talking about those flags.
Right.
Okay, I want one. They go through the process.
And I actually don't have my stuff up there.
See, that's the cobbler's kid never has any shoes.
Shoes, exactly. But if you go to Mobile, MaidenMobileAL.com,
right.
Go through, you know, look there. We've got the featured products, basically one from each of the artists, and then you can go through the store either by category or just scroll through. I would suggest scrolling through everything. And just find something you like. And, you know, Father's Day is coming up. There are some nice Father's Day gifts on there. But, you know, just support our, if you enjoyed, you know, going to Art Walk, if you enjoyed going to Arts and Crafts Festival in Fairhope and Daphne in Mobile,
mm-hmm.
you know, please visit and help support these area artists. And, you know, buy all you want. They'll make more.
That's right. So you check it out, MaidenMobileAL.com.
Correct.
It's Mike Callahan. And get your dang flags up there.
Oh, I wanted to get the real artists going first. And, you know, and once the pallet flags go up, everybody's going to go, oh, we forget all this sterling silver and
cobbler's
craftsmanship.
Kids.
Let's go for the
cobbler's
pallet flag
kids.
With spray paint. Yeah.
Cobbler's
Let's
kids.
Do that.
All right.
MaidenMobileAL.com. Go visit.
Thank you, brother.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Feinbaum takes over. in just a couple minutes here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 for Mobile Mornings. Of course, we're online at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We follow what happens tonight on social media. Check us out there. And Dalton's got a great interview tonight coming up at 6 with Doug Holton about the passing of Pat Dye.